This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
We are here to discuss authorizations for the use of military force. But I believe the hearing is also about our democracy and the values we model around the world. Our foreign policy works best when we work together.
Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, appearing before the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said today President Joe Biden's administration backs the repeal of the 2002 congressional authorization for the war in Iraq, saying it is not needed to protect U.S. interests in the foreseeable future.
President Biden is committed to engaging with Congress on questions of peace and to being transparent about when, where, why, and how the United States uses military force.
Deputy Secretary went on to say that repealing the 2002 AUMF would not affect our diplomatic initiative. She said the administration has made clear the U.S. has no ongoing military activities that rely on the AUMF. An investigation into New York Governor Andrew Cuomo found that he sexually harassed multiple current and former state government employees, according to State Attorney General Letitia James, who made the announcement just over an hour ago.
Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching, and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women.
The nearly five-month investigation conducted by two outside lawyers who spoke to 179 people found that Cuomo administration was a hostile work environment. This is VOA News. Gunshots were fired Tuesday morning near the entrance of the Pentagon, resulting in multiple injuries. The facility is the headquarters of the U.S. military and was placed on lockdown. The Arlington County Fire Department reported multiple patients, but it wasn't immediately clear if they had been shot or what the extent of their injuries were. The incident occurred on a Metro bus platform, which is the part of the Washington, D.C. subway system that is part of the Pentagon Transit Center. The Pentagon Protection Force Protection Agency tweeted. The facility is just steps from the Pentagon building, which is in Arlington County, Virginia, just across the Potomac River from Washington, D.C. The U.S. on Monday finally reached President Joe Biden's goal of getting at least one COVID-19 shot into 70% of American adults a month late and amid a fierce surge by the Delta variant that is swamping hospitals and leading to new mask rules and mandatory vaccinations around the country. Mr. Biden had set a vaccination goal of 70% by the 4th of July. That figure was the low end of initial government estimates for what would be necessary to achieve herd immunity in the U.S. A Belarusian activist has been found dead in a park near his home in Kyiv early today, a day after he was reported missing. Ukrainian police said that Vitaly Shishov, who led a Kyiv-based organization that helps Belarusians fleeing persecution, had been reported missing by his partner on Monday after not returning home from a run. Police said they are investigating all possibilities, including murder disguised as suicide. Many other countries have become havens for Belarusians during a crackdown by President Alexander Lukashenko following a disputed election next year. A vaccinated United States senator has tested positive for COVID-19. Sagar Magani has this report from Associated Press.
Federal lawmakers sought quick COVID-19 tests yesterday after Lindsey Graham became the first senator to report a breakthrough infection following being vaccinated. Graham says he developed flu-like symptoms Saturday night after attending an event on Democratic colleague Joe Manchin's houseboat, which Manchin said was about camaraderie and burgers.
You're ever doing the bipartisan way, and that's what we do.
Manchin says he tested negative. Fellow Democrats Chris Coons and Jackie Rosen were also getting tested after being on the boat, as was Republican John Thune. Masks are not required in the Senate chamber, though more members have been putting them on recently. Republican Roy Blunt isn't sure if he will.
I haven't decided.
Rams.
Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.